All right, welcome to the deep dive. We're going to be taking a deep dive into NVIDIA today.
Oh, fun.
And specifically their position in the AI data center world.
Yeah.
You've asked for a clear picture of how they fit into this whole landscape.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. So that's our mission today.
Right.
We've got a ton of excerpts and reports and articles all ready to be unpacked.
Yeah, we're going to untangle it all.
I think there's some really fascinating details in here.
For sure.
Like, you know, everyone knows NVIDIA, right?
Uh-huh.
When it comes to AI chips.
Yeah.
But did you know that they don't even make the chips themselves?
They don't.
That's right.
Yeah.
So who are these partners, and what about the competition?
Yeah, the competition's fierce.
It's getting pretty intense.
It is.
So let's just dive right in.
Yeah.
So when we talk about NVIDIA, a lot of people... You know
them for gaming.
Know them for gaming, that's right.
Yeah, the GPUs.
But their impact on AI is just mad.
Yeah, think of them as like the brains behind AI.
The brains behind AI.
Yeah, they design these super powerful GPUs, specialized chips that run everything.
Everything.
From large language models like ChatGPT.
ChatGPT?
To self-driving cars.
It's crazy.
It's a lot, yeah.
So when we talk about NVIDIA... being these brains,
yeah.
What are some of their key products?
Well, their Hopper GPUs, those are really the stars.
Yeah.
Specifically, the H100, the H200, you know, even the B100.
Yeah.
They're all designed specifically for AI,
oh.
for training and running these large language models.
Okay.
Then you've got the Grace Hopper Superchip. Mm. That one's wild. It combines like a CPU and a GPU on the same chip.
Whoa.
It's a whole other.
It's got to be a game changer.
Totally. For speed and efficiency.
Right.
Absolutely.
But, you know, going back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
They design all these amazing chips.
Yeah.
They need someone to make them.
That's right.
That's where those partners come in.
Uh-huh.
So what are the implications of that?
Well, it's a complex network.
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts.
No.
You've got foundries.
Okay.
Like TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company.
Okay.
They make... the most advanced NVIDIA chips.
Okay.
Samsung Foundry, they've worked with NVIDIA too.
Oh, yeah.
Even Intel is thinking about getting involved with their foundry services.
Wow. That's a lot of companies to keep track of.
It is.
It is.
And then...
So you've got the chips.
Right.
You've got the people making the chips.
Right. What else? What else? What about the...
The memory suppliers.
Okay, yeah.
Think of it as like the fuel...
The fuel.
...for these AI engines.
Okay.
So you've got Micron, SK Hynix... Samsung.
All the big names providing that memory.
That high bandwidth memory.
Right.
These chips need to function.
Okay. So you've got the chips. You've got the foundries making the chips.
Uh-huh.
You've got the memory. What's next? Well, think about where these AI engines actually work.
Where they're put to work.
Right. Data centers and cloud providers.
Okay.
Like Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud.
Got
even Oracle Cloud.
Okay.
They're deploying NVIDIA GPUs at massive scale.
That's crazy.
That's where all the magic happens.
So it's like this huge stage.
It is.
It is. But even within those data centers, how is everything communicating?
Right. So you've got the networking and AI infrastructure providers.
Got it.
Like Broadcom, Arista Networks, Cisco, making sure all the data's flowing, everything's connected and running smoothly.
So it's like a complete ecosystem.
It is.
You've got the NVIDIA designing the chips.
Uh-huh.
You've got foundries building them.
Right.
Memory suppliers fueling them.
That's right.
Data centers housing them.
Yeah.
And network providers connecting it all.
It's a team effort.
That's quite a team.
It is, but it's not just about the hardware.
Right, right.
Right, you need the software.
Of course.
And the people making the AI models.
Right, to turn this hardware into something that can learn.
Exactly.
Solve problems.
That's where the real magic happens.
Yeah.
You've got companies like OpenAI.
Right, ChatGPT.
Yeah, creators of ChatGPT and DALL-E.
Yeah.
They rely heavily on NVIDIA GPUs to train their models. Okay. And then there's Meta.
Uh-huh.
Using NVIDIA to power their Llama models.
Okay.
And of course, Google DeepMind running their AI workloads on NVIDIA GPUs.
It's a powerful combination.
Yeah.
So does NVIDIA have any competition in all of this?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Yeah.
Who are these challengers?
So first up, you've got AMD.
Okay, I've heard of them.
With their MI300X GPUs,
Yep.
they're going head to head with NVIDIA's H100.
Wow, that's a battle to watch.
It is.
So you've got AMD.
Yeah.
What about Intel?
Intel's making a strong push with their Gaudi AI chips. They
Okay.
want a piece of that AI market.
Okay, so you've got AMD, you've got Intel.
Yeah.
What about the big tech companies?
Oh, they're in the game too.
Right.
Google's developing their own AI chips
Okay.
called TPUs, Tensor Processing Units.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, for their projects like Bard and Gemini.
Wow.
So they're a force to be reckoned with.
They're making their own chips.
They are.
Wow, and Amazon.
Amazon's got their own too.
Of course they do.
It's called Trainium and Inferentia
Okay.
for their AWS cloud services.
So the competition's really heating up.
Yeah, it's getting
It's
fierce.
getting fierce.
But
What does that mean for NVIDIA?
it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
You're right.
But ultimately, it's good for everyone.
How so?
It pushes innovation, drives costs down, and leads to more powerful AI
That's a good
for
point.
all kinds of applications.
So we started with NVIDIA's core AI products,
Yeah.
and we've kind of explored this whole ecosystem now.
Right.
We've got the partners, the competitors,
The whole web.
the whole web, and things are changing.
Constantly evolving.
So before we get into where all of this is headed,
Yeah.
let's just take a quick break to recap what we've learned.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back. We've covered a lot of ground already.
A lot.
And it's clear that NVIDIA is not just cruising along.
Right. There are definitely some challengers on the horizon.
Like AMD, Intel. We talked about Google and Amazon.
Yeah. They're all making some pretty big moves.
Yeah. But with all this reliance
Yeah.
on this complicated supply chain,
Yeah.
are there any vulnerabilities there?
That's a great question,
Yeah,
actually.
we talked about TSMC
Raise.
as the main manufacturer
The majority of those
of
chips,
NVIDIA's most advanced chips,
they're
right?
made in Taiwan.
So what happens if something disrupts that?
It's a good point. And
Yeah.
the geopolitical situation,
Right.
it's complicated.
Yeah.
So any disruption there could have a big impact.
Like, what kind of impact are we talking about?
Well, it could lead to shortages of these essential AI chips,
Okay.
which would then delay everything from
Right.
developing new models
Okay.
to deploying existing ones.
Right.
Research could be impacted.
Yeah.
Innovation, even the rollout of AI-powered products.
So are companies just like crossing their fingers and hoping for the best?
No, they're not just sitting around.
Right.
They're actively looking for ways to
Right.
diversify those supply chains.
Okay.
You know, we talked about NVIDIA maybe using Intel's foundry services.
Right.
That's a good
So
example.
spreading things out
Yeah,
geographically.
exactly. It reduces the risk
Okay.
of relying on one source.
So like a backup plan. What
Exactly.
about other strategies?
Diversifying technology.
Okay.
Google's developing TPUs, right? Amazon's got Trainium and Inferentia.
Right.
So that reduces their dependence on a single chip supplier like NVIDIA.
So it's a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah.
Diversify location, diversify technology. It sounds like they're taking it seriously.
They are.
But with all this competition, diversification,
Yeah.
what does it mean for NVIDIA?
That's a good question.
Are their days as the leader numbered?
Well, they've been the dominant force,
Yeah.
but the landscape's definitely shifting. So
Right.
it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
What are some of the things that have kept them ahead for so long?
Well, they've been focused on AI
Okay.
and high-performance computing for years.
So they have that
They
experience.
saw the potential early on,
Right.
and they've been investing heavily in research and development.
So they have that early mover advantage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Their CUDA software platform, it's become like the industry standard
Okay.
for AI development on GPUs.
So like an operating system for AI.
Yeah, and that gives them an edge
Okay.
because developers are familiar with it,
Right.
and there's a huge ecosystem of tools and libraries.
That's a lot to compete with.
It is.
What about the competitors? What are they doing well?
AMD's MI300X GPUs, they're looking good.
Okay.
They claim to outperform NVIDIA's H100.
So they're pushing those boundaries
They are,
in
and
Intel.
Intel's focused on efficiency and scalability,
Okay.
lower total cost of
So
ownership.
it's not just about power.
No.
It's about that balance
Exactly.
between performance and cost. And then you've got those tech giants
Right, with their in-house chips.
optimized for their own
That's
needs.
right.
It's an exciting time
It
to be
is.
following this industry.
With all this competition,
Yeah.
we're going to see a lot of innovation,
We are.
more powerful AI chips, breakthroughs in software.
It's like we're seeing the early days of a revolution.
It feels that way.
Like the personal computer.
Yeah.
It's so many possibilities.
Limitless potential.
Now, let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
What about NVIDIA's position in all of this?
Specifically.
Yeah. What are some of the key challenges and opportunities for them?
Well, they're facing challenges.
Yeah.
Their dominance is being challenged.
Right.
They need to innovate to stay ahead.
Okay. What should they be focusing on?
Yeah.
Yeah. What should they be focusing on?
Well, one area is energy efficiency.
Okay.
You know, training these huge AI models takes a lot of power.
Yeah.
So they need to develop more energy efficient chips.
Right. For sustainability.
Exactly.
If AI is going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
That energy demand.
That's going to be a problem.
It'll be a real problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Specialization.
Okay.
Right now, NVIDIA's GPUs are kind of like the general purpose tool for AI.
Right.
But AI applications are becoming more diverse.
So like specific chips for specific tasks.
Exactly. Optimized for different things.
Like what?
Natural language processing, computer vision, stuff like that.
So instead of one size fits all.
Right. More specialized tools.
It's like having the right tool for the job.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that analogy.
But, you know, we've also talked about their software platform.
Right. CEA.
CEA. That's been a big advantage for them.
It has.
But there's increasing competition in that space, too.
There is.
So how does that affect them?
Well, they need to make sure CUDA stays the go-to platform.
For AI developers.
Yeah, even with all these other options popping up.
Right.
So they got to keep investing in it.
So it's user-friendly.
Yeah, powerful.
And compatible.
With the latest hardware.
Okay, so NVIDIA's got some challenges ahead.
They do.
But they also have a lot of opportunities.
A ton.
What are some of the exciting things on the horizon for them?
Well, the rise of edge computing.
Okay.
Bringing that AI processing power
closer to the data.
Exactly.
Like in a self-driving car.
Yeah, or a robot, or even a smart home device.
So instead of relying on these huge data centers, we're going to see more processing power out in the world.
That's the idea.
And NVIDIA's in a good spot for that.
Yeah, with their expertise in high-performance computing.
So we've talked about NVIDIA's products, the whole AI ecosystem, the competition.
And all of it.
The challenges, the opportunities.
That's a lot.
What's the key takeaway for our listener?
I think the main thing to remember
is
that the world of AI is always changing.
Right.
NVIDIA's been a leader.
Yeah.
But the competition's getting fierce.
It is.
And the future, it's full of both amazing possibilities and potential challenges.
It's been fascinating.
It has.
Taking this deep dive into NVIDIA and the AI data center world.
Absolutely.
We've learned about the players, the technology, the potential of AI to change everything.
It's an exciting field.
It really is.
To keep an eye on.
And to our listener.
Yeah.
Keep exploring. Stay curious.
Ask questions.
The future of AI is being written right now.
That's right.
And we're all a part of it.
That's a great point.
This has been The Deep Dive.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.